नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग एंड वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। The government has said it will do everything in its power to ensure the passage of Triple Talaq Bill in the budget session of Parliament, which starts from today, and said it would talk to various parties for a consensus on the issue. The Jammu and Kashmir police have filed a murder and attempt to murder case against Major Aditya of Garhwal Rifles for killing two Kashmiri civilians and causing injuries to eight others in firing at Ganaupora, Shopian. OP Singh is facing his first big challenge as the police chief of Uttar Pradesh, but insists that all is calm in communally sensitive Kasganj, where 2 days of violence resulted in the loss of one life, torching of shops, buses and attack on a religious structure. Shweta Yadav, a popular fiery 30-year-old independent journalist who regularly reports on Dalit atrocities, is disadvantaged thrice over. Being a Yadav who talks about Dalits makes her a suspect in the eyes of both communities, she says. Here's the story of how the online boom is helping Dalits reclaim and reassert their identity. An Indian origin principal, a tone of the UK's leading state-funded schools, has been branded as Hitler on social media over her efforts to ban the hijab for very young students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a veiled dig at former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav as he stressed that no one would be spared in the government's anti-graft drive. Today, you're going through a phase when three former chief ministers are rotting in jail, he said. After Rajasthan Royals broke the bank to sign Ben Stokes on the first day of the auction, the first ever champions once again set the cash registers ringing on the second day as they bought India's left-arm pacer Jaydev Undatkar for a whopping sum of 11.5 crores. Maharashtra's Tablu has won the first prize in the Republic Day Parade in New Delhi. Roger Federer powered home to beat Marine Clinic in 5 sets to win his 6th Australian Open and 20th Grand Slam title in a riveting final. Senior Congress leader and former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram slammed the Narendra Modi government for its wild claims on job creation and said that if selling pakoras counts as a job, begging should also be considered as a job. Jamida, teacher, broke the proverbial glass ceiling when she led Juma prayers at the Quran and Sunnat Society headquarters in Mallipuram district. She said, Quran doesn't says that a woman cannot lead a prayer. Read the full report only on news18.com. A 32-year-old man was killed in a freak accident after being pulled into an MRI machine at a Mumbai hospital whose staff allegedly allowed him to enter the room with a metal oxygen cylinder. The Supreme Court has come to rescue of a woman who fought for almost 14 years to get a job in the central government after the sudden death of her husband. Read this exclusive story where a bench headed by Justice Kurian Joseph has ordered the Ministry of Coal to not only appoint her son to a suitable post but also cough up more than Rs 10 lakh in compensation. After years of deliberations and closed-door meetings, the nearly two-decade-old plan of Air India disinvestment is finally taking shape. Union Civil Minister Gajpati Raju is at the helm of turning around this massive debt trap. In an interview to News 18, Raju talks in detail about the major disinvestment process, disclosing that an international player has expressed interest in buying out the national carrier's foreign operations. Agree or disagree? Time for some opinion. On January 2017, workers were charred to death in a fire that broke out in Bawana Industrial Area's firecracker factory. The factory was not licensed for the work it was performing, packing of explosive materials. People were working on contract basis. This happened days after the Kamla Mills fire tragedy in which 14 people lost their life. Vivek Monterio, Secretary of Trade and Union Maharashtra, that a Bawana tragedy is waiting to happen all over India. It has been 4 days since Prime Minister Narendra Modi delivered the opening speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos. However, it continues to reverberate among politicians, bureaucrats, industrialists, media and public. What could be the reason? Was it because of the platform, or the content of his speech, or Modi factor, or the way he projected India? Prime Minister Modi showcased his marketing skills in identifying his target audience and making the correct pitch. There's nothing good about Padmavat, not even Ranveer Singh's acting. Padmavat is Islamophobic. Muslims, read Khiljis, are portrayed as the other who go on plundering whatever that comes across them, take away the women and wait for it, scheduled debauchery while munching on huge amounts of meat. And there is homophobia too. Here's a confession of a survivor who managed to watch the movie. That's all for today, folks. Do join us for tomorrow's News18.com Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.